Hey guys, welcome to Garasu's Corner. I'm Garasu, and it is an honor to have you with me tonight on one of the last days of 2020. It's been a year. But I'm not here to discuss the misadventures of 2020. I'm here with a project that I've kind of been promising for a while. And I say kind of been promising because I've hinted at it, and then I've promised other projects, and I'm going to tie those into it, and it sounds a little confusing, so I'm going to try to explain it as best I can. When I first started on Anchor, I had this story that I was working on. Actually, not a story at all. It was a homebrew RPG on a different app. I was starting up Team We Tried. We still hadn't set anything in stone for Team We Tried yet. And I found Anchor and I was like, well, I can use this as a platform for Team We Tried while we got everything together for YouTube. And one day it occurred to me, I can take the RPG that I'm playing with these people, and as the person who was running the game, I could set it as a podcast for them to listen to, expand on the lore a little bit, get them a little more interested, a little more immersed into the story, and it worked really well. They listened to it, they enjoyed it, and I deleted it all because I never got around to finishing it. I hated the audio quality of it. If you notice, my audio quality is a lot better than the first few recordings on Anchor that I'm still keeping. It's because I like those projects. My audio quality isn't perfect in them, but I like those projects. I'm not getting rid of them. And you probably heard me complain about the audio quality for Connect time and time again. But I got these amazing headphones for Christmas. So there is no excuse for my sound quality anymore. And the premise of Connect, or Connect When the World Cries Again, which was the title of the RPG slash original podcast recording that I was doing, was that the main characters were all random strangers, picked out by some random lottery, supposedly random lottery, and they were granted an all paid for vacation to an island that was owned by a company. I believe the name of the company was the SFU, Selected for Utopia, something like that. And they're like, oh, well, this is great. And as soon as they get onto the plane, things go wrong. The sky darkens, lightning hits the plane, it goes down. They wake up on this mysterious island. And things go downhill from there. I believe one of the characters died off in like the second or third episode. But I'm essentially incorporating ideas from Connect into this new project. It's the title included. This is Connect the Reboot. The second project that I'm stealing, and by stealing I mean from myself, that I never even posted anything for, was a doll's house. And the idea for that was a bit of a 4v1 horror game. And essentially I was playing a lot of Identity V or Identity 5. It's a 4v1 horror game where one person's the monster slash hunter and four people are these little dolls that are trying to escape whatever arena they're set in. I wanted to do an RPG thing based off of that. And I wanted to incorporate that into the quote unquote connected universe. So I didn't have like a story idea for it, but I do want to incorporate elements of the dollhouse that I wanted to do into the Connect reboot. So you'll see a bit of that being thrown in. I also promised a bit of a soap opera slash telenovela. type series called The Secrets We Keep. And I'm going to be incorporating that heavily into this. I had a lot of things planned out for that. And I'm not going to give out what I had planned because I still don't know what I want to put into Connect or what I want to omit from it. But it was essentially a regular town, almost like a Twin Peak, Riverdale-esque scenario where it's a normal town and things just spiral darker and darker as as things go on. So yeah, that's about it. I did start writing today, and I did get an introduction to Connect as a reboot. So I'm going to be reading that. Hopefully you guys like it. Let me know what you think. And I hope you enjoy. And there I sat, blindfolded, on my knees, hands tied behind my back. I was kept in a room designed for absolute silence, deafening silence. A room so silent I can hear my heart beat, my blood flow, my bones grind with each move I make. Most people in an anechoic chamber such as this last 45 minutes before it becomes too much. But with a meal every 12 hours, I've counted, and I've been here 40 days and 39 nights. Every 12 hours, I was fed and asked a question: Who killed Blake Bartholomew Blackburn? Every 12 hours, I gave them silence. At first, the silence was painful. The ringing in my ears grew stronger by the second. At 10 minutes, I decided being still was the only salvation, the only strategy I had. Praying that my headache would weaken. At an hour, I tried taking small breaths in hope that it would slow my heartbeat so I wouldn't have to hear it pounding and pounding through the void. At a day, a single tear ran down my cheek, and hope as I might, I couldn't stop it from falling, from hitting the ground, from shattering the silence. Upon hitting the ground, that one tear sounded like the death of a thousand suns. Every fiber in my body was overwhelmed with pain. But I held back, not wanting to cry out or scream, because hearing anything would become too much. By my 40th morning, I'd become accustomed to my situation. My captors were becoming less and less patient with my lack of cooperation, and on the meal of my 40th night, I was greeted by the man in charge. My captors were in padded clothing, silencing their movements so that the noise of their steps alone wouldn't kill me. But I've managed to notice when my captors were present and identify them despite being blindfolded. I smiled. Mr. President, if you're going to dishonor me with your presence, then you must be getting desperate. I ducked and I felt the swipe of an arm, a hair just above my head, before he grunted in disgust. I don't know how you do it. You should have gone insane. You should be on the ground. Gone mad, but here you are, avoiding blows, with wit and senses sharper than ever. But we will break you, and I will know who killed Blackburn. His voice was above a whisper, but when I laughed, I knew it took him by surprise. He gasped when I removed my restraints and stood, and he backed away in fear when I removed my blindfold. You're so obsessed with Blackburn's murder. Back in 2020, it took me a week or so to figure it out. And even then, I let investigations run for months. To think that in 3021, you couldn't solve this despite you boasting from your high horse that technology has improved tenfold and can solve anything. It's embarrassing. I paused for a bit, pacing, drawing closer to keep the scrawny man uneasy. I've spent lifetimes watching humanity rise from the crowned plague all these years, and his death seemed to be the focal point. The pandemic wouldn't have happened without the murder of Blake Blackburn. And here I am, very out of place in your time, because your focus has never been on moving on and rebuilding humanity. You think that you're the only one who thinks that the cause of everything can lead to your salvation? I was met with silence, so I asked him another question. Mr. President, why not ask Blackburn himself? And after an eternity of silence, he spoke at last. Because he's dead, like everyone else from your time. I left the room smiling. Not everyone, clearly. But come with me and I'll tell you what happened. Alright guys, so that's the introduction to Connect the Reboot. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm already working on the first chapter, episode. I don't know what to call it yet. But I hope you enjoyed it. When I first started and I was recording, I think it lasted like half an hour to an hour long. This one was like 5 minutes, but it's only an introduction. I don't know if I'm going to keep them around that time. I don't know if I'm going to make them longer. It all depends on how much I write. And I'm going to be writing a lot, so I can either do long bits, short amount of episodes, short episodes, big amount of episodes. I don't know. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please let me know what you think. And don't forget, stay connected to Team We Tried. Stay disconnected from each other in real life. Stay 6 feet apart. Do whatever you have to do to stay safe. You know, masks, gloves, what have you. So long as you feel safe and so long as you can keep others safe, that's what matters. And don't forget to stay connected.